Good morning, and thank you for this wonderful opportunity to share the Dharma. I would like to begin by telling a children's Dharma story. Gumyo, the wonderful bird with two heads. Once upon a time in Amida Buddha's Pure Land, there lived a wonderful two-headed bird called the Gumyo. This wonderful bird has two heads sharing the same body. Imagine that. One head was a girl named Karuda, and the other was a boy named Upa Karuda. Since they shared the same body, they were always together, so they often got jealous of each other, and then they would get into a big fight. I'm smarter than you are. No, you're not. I'm smarter than you are. Oh, yeah? Well, I'm cuter than you are. No, you're not. I'm the cutest. Well, this toy is mine. No, it's not. It's mine. Like many brothers and sisters, they fought all the time. One day, they were flying around the Pure Land looking for something delicious to eat. They spotted a bush with berries of two colors, red and green. The red berries were sweet and delicious, but the green berries would make your tummy hurt. Karuda said, "The red berries are mine, all mine. I saw them first." Upa Karuda said, "No, you didn't. I saw them first. The red berries are all mine." Karuda said, "Hey, look over there. It's Amida Buddha calling to you. Namo Amida Butsu." Upa Karuda looked the other way to see Amida Buddha. While Upa Karuda was looking for Amida Buddha, Karuda ate all the sweet, delicious red berries. Karuda said, "Ha, ha, ha, you silly bird. While you were looking for Amida, I ate all the sweet, delicious red berries. Ha, 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 ha." Upa Karuda was angry, really angry, like smoke coming out of the ears kind angry. Upa Karuda thought to himself, "I'm so angry, I'll get my revenge." So Upa Karuda said, "Hey, Karuda, close your eyes. I'll give you all the red berries I can find." Karuda said, "Gee, thanks. Itadakimasu," and closed her eyes. Upa Karuda gathered all the green berries, the kind make your tummy hurt, and gave them to Karuda, who gobbled up all the berries in one bite. Karuda said, "Gee, thanks. Gochisousama." A little while later, Karuda said, "Ow, my tummy hurts." Upa Karuda thought to himself, "Ha, ha, ha, I got my revenge. Now Karuda has a tummy ache." Then, suddenly, Upa Karuda said, "Ow, my tummy hurts." So Karuda and Upa Karuda, who shared the same body, were both crying because their tummy hurt. Just then, Amida Buddha appeared. Amida smiled and said, "Just say Namo Amida Butsu." Being good girls and boys, Karuda and Upa Karuda said, "Namo Amida Butsu, Namo Amida Butsu, Namo Amida Butsu." And instantly, the pain in their tummy disappeared. Amida Buddha smiled and asked the two what happened. Karuda said, "I was greedy. I ate all the sweet, delicious red berries. I should have shared the sweet, delicious red berries. I was silly. I'm so sorry." Upa Karuda said, "I got angry, and I forgot we shared the same body. I thought I could trick Karuda into eating the green berries and make her tummy hurt. But my revenge made both of our tummies hurt because we share the same body. I was silly. I'm so sorry." Amida Buddha smiled and said, "So, what are you going to do from today?" Karuda and Upa Karuda said together, "We'll always share the sweet, delicious red berries. We'll always make sure we both don't eat the kind make tummy hurt green berries." Amida Buddha smiled and said, "Just remember, try to be kind and gentle to each other, to every living thing, and protect all those who are weaker than yourself. Namo Amida Butsu." And from that day, Gumyo, the wonderful bird with two heads, Karuda and Upa Karuda, lived happily ever after in the Pure Land of Amida. The end. One of the key Buddhist teachings is ahimsa in Sanskrit, which translates as non-harm to all living beings. and is interpreted as non-violence, non-killing, and harmony in oneness with all life. Ahimsa is the basis for the Buddhist tradition of compassion, harmony, and peace. Ironically, ahimsa is sometimes misinterpreted to fit our own preconceived beliefs. Many people are taught to believe that Buddhists don't eat meat, don't go to war, and are peaceful. The reality? Fact. Buddhist monks are actually required to eat whatever they are given in their begging bowls when they beg for their food. If you want to be funny, put a lokomoko in the begging bowl of the next monk you meet. No, don't do that. That's not nice. Fact. In the 12th and 13th century, Buddhist warrior priests from the great Buddhist temples on Mount Hiei in Koyasan repeatedly attacked and burned down the Jodo-shu temples founded by Honen, and then the first Honganji temples established in memory of Shinran. Fact, as recently as the late 19th century, Honganji priests and scholars were literally killing each other over disagreements on the finer points of Jodo-shinshu doctrine. Fact, the Honganji did not oppose Japan's involvement in the Pacific War in the 1940s. Some Honganji priests went as far as to encourage young Japanese soldiers to die for the emperor because your birth in the Pure Land is already assured by the primal vow of Amida. These are historical facts, sad but true. It's easy to believe that we as Buddhists are peaceful, that more wars have been committed in the name of God, Jesus, and Allah, but that preconception is simply not true. It is so easy to believe that we are good and the other guys are evil. Shinran's teachings reveal the reason why. In the Tanisho, a record in lament over divergences, Shinran is quoted as engaging in the following dialogue. Yuyembo, do you accept what I say? Yes, I do, Yuyembo answered. Then you will not deviate from whatever I tell you, Shinran repeated. Yuyembo humbly affirmed this. Thereupon, Shinran said, now, I want you to kill 1,000 people. If you do, you will definitely attain birth into the Pure Land. Yuyembo responded, though you instruct me thus, I'm afraid it is not in my power to kill even one person. Shinran said, then why did you say you would follow whatever I told you? Shinran continued, by this you should realize that if we could always act as we wished, then when I told you to kill 1,000 people in order to attain birth, you should have immediately done so. But since you lack the karmic cause inducing you to kill even a single person, you do not kill. It is not that you do not kill because your heart is good. In the same way, a person may not wish to harm anyone and yet end up killing 100 or 1,000 people. Shinran spoke of how we believe that if our hearts are good, then it is good for birth, and if our hearts are evil, it is bad for birth. But we fail to realize that it is only by the inconceivable working of the vow that we are saved. When I reflect upon this story, I realize how easy it is for me to judge others as crazy, immoral, mentally ill, but to ignore my own karmically evil nature. In my heart of hearts, I know that under the right causes and conditions, I am absolutely capable of killing another human being. In my heart of hearts, I know that I sustain my life through the killing of other living beings for the food I eat, animals, fish, and plants. In my heart of hearts, I know that I am incapable of upholding the Buddhist precept, the value, the ideal of ahimsa. Does this mean I believe that humankind is doomed to endless war, suffering, conflict, and relentless destruction of the environment we all share? No. Amida Buddha gives all people equal opportunity for enlightenment, without judgment, without discrimination. When we truly hear the calling voice of Amida, Namo Amida Butsu, all people will awaken to the great compassion and wisdom working in their lives, Namo Amida Butsu. Peace in this world comes from peace within ourselves. True peace of mind is Shinjin, the mind of non-discrimination, the heart of compassion for all people, for all living beings, for all forms of life, which comes to us only through the working of the vow of Amida Buddha to save all, beginning with me. Please join me in putting our palms together in Gassho and bowing our heads in humble gratitude for a peace day aspiration. May today mark our first step toward true peace so that every day is peace day. May today be the day when each of us takes the first step to receiving in gratitude, Xinjing, true peace of mind, the mind of non-discrimination, the heart of compassion, by deeply hearing the Dharma teachings and awakening to Amida's great compassion and wisdom working in our lives, right here, right now, just as we are. May we awaken to the reality that we are all equally embraced by Amida's great compassion and wisdom, without judgment or discrimination, never to be abandoned, just the way we are. Namo Amida Butsu. Namo Amida Butsu. Namo Amida Butsu.